You're listening to Unfiltered. Let's dig, a space where nothing is polished and everything is real. I'm anonymous, and I'm speaking from a place most people hide from. Every story I share here is one I was never supposed to tell. So if you've ever felt unheard, unseen, or unprotected, this space is for you. No masks. No filters. Just truth. Let's dig. So let me ask you something, and be honest with yourself. Do you ever feel like you're always there for everyone, but when it's your turn to need someone, no one's around? Like you show up, again and again, supporting people through their breakdowns, their hard days, their mess, but when you're the one falling apart, it's silence. Yeah, me too. And it's exhausting. I used to think that was just what it meant to be a good person, to be loyal, supportive, generous. But somewhere along the line, I realized something else was happening beneath the surface. I wasn't just giving to be kind. I was giving because I didn't know how to say no. Because deep down, I thought my worth came from what I could offer. That if I stopped giving, I'd stop being valuable. That if I set boundaries, people would leave. That if I finally said no, instead of stretching myself thin, they'd stop loving me. But here's the truth, and I want you to sit with this. Love that depends on your self-sacrifice isn't love. It's dependency. It's convenience. It's imbalance. And I had to learn, the hard way, that constantly pouring into other people without being poured into myself is a shortcut to burnout, resentment, and emotional emptiness. But here's the thing I've learned the hard way. Sometimes, it's not just about the people you're giving to, it's also about you not knowing when to stop giving. It's about not knowing your own worth enough to set boundaries. To say, I'm tired too. To say, I need help too. When you don't know your value, you keep pouring from an empty cup. You become everyone's lifeline. And that cycle breaks you. So if this hits home for you, if you feel like you've become everyone's emergency contact, therapist, cheerleader, lifeline, I want you to ask yourself. Who does that for you? And if you're sitting in silence after that question, you're not alone. But it means something needs to change. You are not a bottomless well. You have limits. And that's not weakness, that's being human. So no, you're not too much for needing support. You're not selfish for setting boundaries. And you're not wrong for stepping back from people who only call when they need something. Start valuing yourself the way you wish others would. Because the people who truly care, they'll stay, even when you say no. Even when you stop overgiving. Even when you choose yourself. You don't have to keep proving your worth. You already have it. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. And if this resonated with you, share it with someone who might need it too. I'll catch you next time on Let's Dig.